Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
有人说昨天是世界的三个末日。
Someone said that yesterday was the end of the world.
周末、月末、年末。
Because we're the end of the week and the end of the year.
这是千年难逢的一个时间。
It is a one occurrence of the millennium.
但是我们感谢主平平安安带领我们度过了2016年。
We want to praise him because he had led us through safely through year 2016.
今天是三个首日。
And today is the three first.
一周的首日、月首日、年首日。
It is the first of a week, first of a month, and also the first of a year.
这是很难碰到的。
It is another very hard to find opportunity.
所以在这里祝大家新年健康、快乐、开年、蒙大恩。
So therefore, I wish you a very happy New Year and for a very gracious year.
他有点反对我说的。
May wonder whether the babies agree with me.
今天是2017年的第一个主日，正好是1月1日，我们以守圣餐开始今年的生活。
And today is the first Sunday of the year 2017, and it happens to be the January 1st, and we start out our new year with a Holy Communion.
我觉得这样很好，我们感谢主这样的安排。
I think it is marvelous, and I appreciate his arrangement.
今天我们教会的主题是我们起来建造吧。
And the theme of this year for our church is to let us build up together.
我们以非常兴奋跟感恩的心情，我们一起来建造主在我们中间要建造属他的国度。
And with that, we aim to build up His kingdom among us with much enthusiasm and gratitude.
今天我们有执事跟团契负责人的就任，求主加添他们智慧能力，在神家中来尽忠。
We have just installed our deacons and small fellowship leaders. We ask the Lord to empower them to serve Him in His household.
以后我们会把各团契的政务主席通称为团契负责人。
And from now on, we shall call the person in charge of each fellowship groups as the fellowship leaders.
我们非常感谢主在我们中间不断兴起新的属灵领袖来服侍主，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
We want to give thanks to the Lord because He continuously raises up new leaders among us to serve Him and minister to fellow brothers and sisters.
我相信他们会在神家当中做美好的见证。
And I know they are a great testimony in His household.
在今天讲道当中，当我提到属灵领袖的时候，那是指现在及未来在神家中要成为执事及团契负责人的人。
In my sermon today, whenever I mention the word spiritual leaders, it is referring to the present and also the future deacons and fellowship leaders.
圣经告诉我们要做时间、金钱、恩赐的好管家。
Scripture tells us that we need to be a good steward of time, money, and spiritual gifts.
要爱惜光阴，不做糊涂人，因为准时、守时、信守承诺，都是属灵领袖的见证。
And we need to treasure the time we have.And do not be an absent-minded person. Being on time and keep time is promise keeping, and they are good testimony, testimony of a spiritual leader.
在基督徒的生命当中，最大的事是什么？
And what is the greatest thing in a Christian's life?
就是凡事尊主为大，来归荣耀于上帝。
It is in all things to glorify Him and to magnify the Lord.
所以在一年的开始，我有几件事与所有的属灵领袖及弟兄姐妹来共勉。
Therefore, in the beginning of this year, I have a few things I would like to exhort with all the spiritual leaders and the brothers and sisters.
第一个好的领袖，属灵领袖是凡事敬畏主。
And first point is a spiritual leader fears God.
在这个历史不断在创新、不断在改变的时代里面，神在寻找一种人。
In this era of our history, which is ever-changing and forever updating, the Lord is seeking for a one particular kind of person.
神在寻找什么样的人?
And what particular kind of person is the Lord seeking?
神在寻找对的人。
He is looking for a right person.
把对的事情交给他们执行。
In order to give them, this kind of people, the right things to do.
对的人加上对的事，就会祝福许许多多的人。
the right thing to the right person, therefore, the consequently, the blessings to many.
但是对与不对不是我们自己说了算。
However, whether we are right or wrong is not determined by ourselves.
我们的神刻意透过那些真心爱你、亲近你、却常常说实话、让你不舒服的人来提醒你。
Rather, the Lord usually choose to use those who truly love you and are close to you, yet sometimes make us feel uncomfortable with the truth they speak to us.
你是不是对的人？你不是，是不是做对的事情？
It will tell you whether you are the right person or are you doing the right thing.
做对的人，做对的事情的人，他是敬畏主的人。
The right person who does the right thing is the person who fears the Lord.
敬畏有三个特质。
And there are two characteristics of a fearing the Lord.
在与世人全然有别的神面前，心存敬畏。
First, it is to have a godly fear before God who is utterly different from us.
第二，在绝对圣洁的神面前，心存羞愧。
It is to feel shameful before the perfect holy God.
第三个，在恩慈的主面前心存喜乐和感恩。
And thirdly is to have a joyful and thankful heart before the merciful God.
第二件事情是好的属灵领袖知道怎样为人处事。
And the second point is that good spiritual leader knows how to deal with people.
执事与团契的负责的第一课是在神面前学做人，他的教科书就是圣经。
And the first lesson for the deacons and fellowship leaders is to learn how to be a human before the Lord. And a textbook, of course, is the Bible.
圣经教你怎样敬畏神。
And the Bible teaches how to fear God.
圣经教你怎样在教会、在社会、在家庭、在职场当中为人处事。
And the Bible also teaches how to live in church, society, and a workplace.
好的属灵领袖的生命特质是低调做人，高调敬畏神。
A good spiritual leader is one who humbles himself and yet exalts the Lord.
在雅各书第三章的十六节告诉我们，到十七、十八节告诉我们几件事情。
And in James 3:16-18 tells us.
我们现在一起来练中文，然后来练英文的好不好
？We shall read in Chinese and also followed by English.
我们英文中文请。
Go ahead.
在何处有嫉妒纷争？就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
English together. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing.But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy, and the seeds whose fruit is righteousness, sow in peace by those who make peace.
第三个，好的属灵领袖言行一致。
And the third point is that a good spiritual leader.Walks as what he speaks.
在箴言十八章二十一节告诉我们说，生死在舌头的泉下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit."
这告诉我们不能信口开河说一些没有意义的话。
That tells us do not speak worthless words.
因为你的生你的死就在你的舌头的底下。
Because death and life are actually in the power of the tongue.
所以真理的作者告诉我们要好好的讲话。
Therefore, the author of the Proverbs tells be careful how we speak.
在箴言二十五章第十一节说，一句话说得何宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。
As in Proverbs 25:11 says, like apples of gold in settings of silver, is a word spoken in right circumstances.
说合宜得体的话是多么的重要。
Therefore, we see how important to say the right things at the right circumstance.
在雅各书第三章第二节告诉我们说，原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
Like in James 3:2, we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well.
对遭难的人的安慰，我们经常要避免说几句话。
There's a few saying that we should avoid as we try to comfort someone.
特别是我们作为教会的执事，作为教会的团契负责人，我们经常要处理弟兄姐妹他们所面对的问题的时候，我们要讲话的时候要特别的小心。
As the deacons or the fellowship leaders, since we need to help people, as what we say to them, we need to be very careful and try to avoid saying these things.
当弟兄姐妹遭难的时候，你不能跟他说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
If someone's suffering, try to avoid to say all things work together for the good of those who love God.
好像他得到这个遭难是应该的一样。
It's almost like saying that this person is deserving.
或者你跟他说，上帝有他的美意。
Or you want to say to this person, God has his perfect will.
他已经非常痛苦了，你告诉他上帝有他的美意。
He's already in pain, then you're trying to tell this person that's his God's will.
你会在他的伤口上面来撒盐巴。
It's like pouring salt over the wound.
或者你跟他说你要相信天父爸爸很爱你。
And also, you may want to say you must trust the Father God who loves you.
那他可能会想说，如果上帝这么爱我的话，为什么我现在面对这样的处境？
And this person will probably think in his heart and say, if he loves me, why does he put me in such a predicament?
或者你跟他说时间会冲淡一切。
Or you might want to say to this person, time will heal.
要让他一个人在那边默默的忍受。
It's like to say that you better endure.
或者你跟他说，你不要再难过了。
Or you want to say, don't be so sad any longer.
或者你跟他说，你还好吗？
Or you ask, are you doing okay?
他已经很不好了，你还问他还好吗？
Of course he's not doing well. Why you ask, are you doing okay?
或者你跟他说，你要不要再祷告看看哪里需要悔改？
Or you may also want to say, do you want to pray about it? Maybe there's something that you need to repent.
人们比较想听到的是，我可以为你做点什么吗？
I think most people would rather hear, is there anything I can do for you?
用行动来表达你的关心比较实际。
And to act upon your word is a real care.
我们再看第四个好的属灵领袖，随时随地祷告。
The first point is a good spiritual leader prays all the time.
基督徒最大的危机是什么？
What is the greatest crisis of Christian?
就做主的工却不祷告，不与主交通。
That is to do the work of God yet do not pray nor commune with him.
很多时候我们尽我们的力量要把一件事情做完成。
A lot of times we want to do the best we can to finish a job.
我们在尽我们的责任。
We're trying to fulfill our responsibility.
我们以为这样是在做主的工。
And we think that we're doing his work.
但我们不祷告，不与主交通。
But we never pray or nor commune with him.
我们所做的都是徒然。
And what we do is pretty much in vain.
我真的非常鼓励弟兄姐妹在2017年的开始的时候，礼拜三晚上的祷告会，请你来。
I really want to urge you to come, beginning of the year, to come and join us on the Wednesday night prayer meeting.
你来试试看。
Try it.
当你跟弟兄姐妹在一起祷告的时候，你所领受到从神而来的能力是何等的大。
You may taste the power that you receive as you pray with brothers and sisters.
每个礼拜三晚上，当我们祷告会参加完回家以后，我那天晚上特别好睡。
I usually go home after the prayer meeting with a sound sleep.
因为完全交托给神了。
Because I have given all my burdens to him.
在以弗所书第六章十八节告诉我们说，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
As in Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and supplication, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
在我们在门徒训练课程当中告诉我们说，祷告包含四个层面。
In our discipleship training, it tells us the prayer consists of four parts.
那就是敬拜, 认罪, 感恩, 祈求。
And the four parts are the adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication.
你有没有想过你的祷告是一个敬拜?
Have you thought about prayer is actually a worship?
既然敬拜就是有一个对象,
when we worship, we have an object we worship.
把你的祷告当作敬拜来到神的面前。
Worship is, prayer is a worship, and worship and come before Him.
认罪, 感恩, 祈求, 我们都非常的清楚。
We all are familiar with confession and thanksgiving.
祷告是坦诚而直接的跟神的对话。
Prayer is an honest and direct communication with our Lord.
它是我们与神的谈话。 我们向他说话, 并在安静当中来领受他的话语。
In prayer, we converse with God. Not only we tell Him things, but also receive His answers.
第五个好的属灵领袖要记得有人在为你祷告。
The fifth point, a good spiritual leader keeps in mind that someone is praying for him or her.
好的执事与团契负责人不单单是一个随时随地祷告的人。
A good spiritual leader, not only a praying person,
他该知道有人在为他祷告。
It is important to keep in mind someone is praying for you.
知道有人在为你祷告是你服事的动力。
And knowing someone is praying for you actually mobilize your service.
有人在为你祷告是因为耶稣顾念你。
Someone is praying for you because the Lord is care, He cares for you.
他告诉别人为你祷告。
He commands others to pray for you.
好，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Shall we sing this hymn together?
我们唱两次，我们这一遍唱两次。
We shall sing twice.
你可以唱英文，可以唱中文的。
Use your own language.
我们唱第一次来。似乎你一祷告，直到力量殆尽，流眼泪如下雨滴，终日不停。 主关心而且了解你能忍受多少，他将告诉别人为你祷告。再次，我们太。When you have prayer, your strength is all gone. And your tears fall like raindrops all the day long. Jesus cares and He knows just how much you can bear. He speaks your name to someone in prayer. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you are all alone, and your heart will break in two, remember someone is praying for you. 再次, one more time. 有人在为你祷告，当你觉得寂寞孤单，你内心将要破碎，要记得有人在为你祷告。
你的服事不是你一个人孤孤单单的服事。
You are not serving all by yourself.
而是有一大群的弟兄姐妹以为你祷告，与你一同服事。
In fact, there are myriads of brothers and sisters serving along with you through prayers.
你的服事不是一个人，你一个人孤孤单单的服事。
You are not alone, a servant.
有时候，当你陷入困境的时候，仍然不是你一个人在默默承担。
Even when you feel trapped in a dead end, you are not facing alone.
因为圣灵在上帝面前用说不出的叹息为你祷告。
For the Holy Spirit is praying with groanings for you before the Father.
所以你不用躲在角落默默哭泣。
Therefore, you really don't need to cry in a corner all by yourself.
在罗马书第八章二十六节这么告诉我们。
Romans 8:26 tells us.
我们用英文用中文一起来念好不好
？Let's read together.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。按照圣经的教导，执事与团契负责人的工作不大不小。
According to the scriptures, the deacons and fellowship leaders, their service is just the right amount.
刚刚介于三位一体的神跟众信徒之间。
There are a mediator in between the congregation and the triune God.
因为执事和团契负责人的工作是一种桥梁的工作。
Because their work is a bridge building.
执事和团契负责人的工作是使人和睦的工作。
And their work is peacemaking.
执事和团契负责人的工作是使人相爱的工作。
And their work is also love promoting.
而且执事跟团契负责人的工作是荣神益人的工作。
And the work is to bless people and glorify God.
有一件事情好的属灵领袖要时时刻刻记在心中。
One thing a good spiritual leader to keep in mind always is.
那就是神主耶稣基督经常顾念你。
That the Lord Jesus cares for you.
主因为爱你选召你，他放不下你。
Because he loves you and knows you, he won't forsake you.
他舍不得你一个人孤单难过。
He won't leave you to be by yourself.
他知道你能聊，他能忍受多少。
He knows exactly how much you can bear.
所以他将告诉别人为你祷告。
Therefore, he commands others to pray for you.
第六件事情，好的属灵领袖是主的好门徒。
The sixth point is that a good spiritual leader is a good disciple.
好了，执事与团契负责人应该凡事叫基督的平安在心里做主。
A good deacon and fellowship leader is to let the peace of God rule in their heart.
在哥罗西书这边第三章十五节到十七节有这么的话。
In Colossians 3:15-17, it says.
我们用英文用中文一起来念好不好
？Let us read together.
请，要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为神蒙召，为义，只要存感谢的心，因为我做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉耶稣
的名。
当人自大的时候，他看不见神。
When a man is full of himself, he won't see God.
当人自觉渺小的时候，神就出现了。
When a man is humble and feel worthless, God will appear to him.
英国的作家 Ruskin 他说：“认识上帝的人必会谦卑，认识自己的人不会骄傲。”
An English writer by the name of Ruskin once said, "A humble knows God; he who is prideful only knows himself."
门徒乃是以信心、以顺服回应主耶稣恩召的人。
A disciple is one who answers God's calling in faith and obedience.
成为门徒是一生的过程。
And being a disciple is a lifelong process.
乃是愿意不断的舍己，并让耶稣基督活在我们的生命当中。
It's a life consists of a constant denying oneself willfully and let Christ Jesus live in one's heart. One's heart.
第七，好的属灵领袖有正常的灵修生活。
A good spiritual leader keeps a regular devotional time.
我喜欢这段经，我们一起来读。
I love this verse. Let's read together.
这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是上帝所默示的，都是有益的。 这告诉我们，我们灵修生活是多么的重要。
It tells us the importance of our devotional life.
圣经告诉我们，因信耶稣基督，我们有一个智慧，那就是一个得救的智慧。
It tells us that once from the word of God, we gain wisdom of salvation.
而且圣经都是上帝所默示，是对我们有益处的。
And His inspiration is beneficial to us.
所以当我们在服事的时候，必定要以灵修祷告为作为根基。
So our foundation of our service must be built upon the devotional time.
因为当我们工作的时候，只有人在工作。
Otherwise, we will be just doing a man's work.
当你我开始灵修祷告，就是邀请圣灵在其中动工。
Once we start with the devotional meditation and prayers, that we ask the Lord to work through us.
所以为了更好完成看得见的事工，你必须有一个看不见的灵修生活。
In order to have a better tangible ministry, it is pertinent to have a private spiritual devotional life.
就像耶稣到旷野去见他的天父。
Just like Jesus went to the secluded place to meet his heavenly Father.
门徒也应当每天从忙碌的生活当中抽离出来。
So as the disciples should also break away from our daily busy routines.
有一段安静的时刻，单独与主，我们的救主个别约会。
And to have a period of a quiet time to meet with our Lord alone.
这就是读经及灵修的生活。
And that is a biblical devotional life.
好的属灵领袖，信守承诺。
The next point is a good spiritual leader keeps commitments.
神是信实的神，他要我们成为信实的人。
Our God is a faithful God. He requires us to be faithful too.
即便你做出的承诺再微小，即便你说出的话再不经过大脑思考，也要以最大的力量来完成。
Regardless how insignificant or casual commitments was made, you still need to keep it the best you can.
从小事上忠心做起。
And be faithful in the little things.
在路加福音十六章第十节，我们一起来念。
Luke 16:10, let's read together.
在最小事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。教会并不完美。
No church is perfect.
但上帝仍然使用和恢复我们这些有各样问题的人，来成就国度的丰盛应许。
However, God still uses us who are restored and we're still problematic to accomplish His abundant kingdom promises.
第九项，好的属灵领袖放对生命的优先顺序。
The ninth point is a good spiritual leader rightly orders his life's priorities.
神给我们每个人有三种选择。
God gives every person three choices.
不同的选择带出不同的结果出来。
Different choice will lead to a different outcome.
为世界活虚空一场。
To live for the world is vanity.
在诗篇90篇第八节说，你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Psalm 98 says, You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all our days have declined in your fury, we have finished our prayers like a sigh.
当我们选择为这个世界活的时候，
When we choose to live for the world,
我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
Our lives will finish like a sigh.
觉得好不值得。
It feels very in vain.
觉得好没有好好的活着。
Feel like unworth to live.
为世界活虚空一场。
To live for the world is pure vanity.
第二种是为自己活，是劳苦愁烦一场。
And this number two is live for self leads to sorrow always.
在诗篇九十篇的第十节告诉我们说，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Psalm 90:10 tells us, as for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength 80 years, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
这告诉我们为自己活的时候真是劳苦愁烦。
When we live for ourselves, all we have is sorrow and burdensome.
因为转眼成空了。
Because it's gone in the flesh.
而且我们便如飞而去了。
And we will be gone like we fly away.
什么都没有留下。
Nothing left behind.
第三个选择是为基督活，荣耀冠冕一顶。
Third point is live for Christ, you gain a crown of righteousness.
在诗篇90篇的16、17节说，愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
Psalm 90:16, let your work appear to your servants and let your majesty to their children.
愿主我们上帝的荣美归于我们身上，愿你建立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工愿你建立。
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
使徒保罗选择为基督活，他留下了美好的见证。
Apostle Paul chose to live for Christ, he left a good testimony.
特别是在提摩太后书第四章的第七节跟第八节。
Especially what he said in 2 Timothy 4:7 through 8.
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
就是保罗告诉我们为主而活的一个价值。
And this is what the apostle taught us, what we gain as we live for Christ.
最后一个。
And the last point.
好的属灵领袖以爱回应上帝的呼召。
A good spiritual leader answers God's calling with love.
就算你以上九项都具备了。
Even you possess all of the above 9 characters.
你都做了。
And you have done all.
却没有爱，你的侍奉仍然没有果效。
And yet, without love, your service is not beneficial.
我们先来念一下中文的《哥林多前书》十三章一到三节的这些经文。
Let's read First Corinthians 13:1-3 in Chinese.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明的罗，想的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能。也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，有舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然已有无益。我们英文的。
Let's read in English together. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong.Or a clinking symbol, if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, I do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give my possessions to feed the poor and surrender my body, burn, but do not have love, it profits nothing.
But I get nothing.
这里在强调三件事情。
In this passage, it has 3 emphases.
却没有爱。
But without love.
却没有爱就是一个很大很大的一个沟。
Do not have love is a huge deficit.
却没有爱就是在服事上的一个破口。
And it is a hole.
却没有爱让我们在服事上没有动力。
And without love, there is no mobilization.
却没有爱，让我们跟弟兄姊妹没有好的连结。
And without love, we would not be able to connect with others.
却没有爱的话，让我们的中文堂跟英文堂不能合在一起来侍奉主。
And without love, our English and our Chinese congregation would not be able to serve together.
却没有爱，让我们不能去理解别人的心情。
And without love, we would not be able to comprehend what other people are feeling.
却没有爱，我们什么都不是。
Without love, we're nothing.
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在2017年的时候
，In year 2017,
我们以爱来还爱。
We start our service with love.
那在这更多前书十三章一到三节告诉我们，这是讲到恩赐才干，强调爱的重要性。
The passage of course is talking about spiritual gifts and ability. However, the emphasis is love.
最后有几件事情要弟兄姐妹给你们带回家的信息。
There are a few things I would like you to take home with.
以上的十项你要一一达成，只有一个方法。
In order to be able to obtain all the things we talked about, there's only one way to achieve that.
就是与三位一体的神一起同工。
That is to work alongside of the triune God.
别无他法。
There's no other way.
所以在这里我要给大家举属灵领袖三段经文。
There are three Bible verses I would like to give it to you.
这是保罗书信当中的私房话。
And they are his private exhortations from his epistles.
并没有多少人会强调这些事情。
Maybe many people overlook this.
但是经过了几二三十年的牧会之后，我深深的感觉到这些事情的重要性。
After a few decades of service, I finally come to conclusion how important they are.
这三段圣经点出当时加拉太教会弟兄姐妹信仰的核心问题。
It actually pinpoint to the problem of the faith in Galatia.
也提醒活在二十一世纪的我们信仰的盲点以及服事应有的行事风格。
It also reminds us our blind spot and also how should we walk.
我知道我们当中很多人已经知道我要讲什么了。
I can imagine some of you already know what I'm about to say.
因为我讲这三件事情不知道讲了多少次了。
Because I have repeated myself so many times.
特别在门徒训练的过程当中。
Especially in the classroom of discipleship training.
因为我讲过很多次
，because of so many times，
这是成为我服侍弟兄姐妹、服侍神家的我的一个基础。
And this actually is my foundation of my service in His household.
第一件事情，第一个就是加太书三章三节，
And、
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样无知吗
？The first verse is, "Are you so foolish?"Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
我喜欢英文的翻译的最后一句是 "That is foolish."
I like the English word "foolish."
这个跟那个英文看起来有点，跟中文看起来有点不太一样，比较客气一点。
Seems to be more polite.
但是当保罗讲这句话的时候，他心中是很着急的。
When Apostle Paul spoke about this, he was very wary.
因为我们都是借着圣灵受洗的。
Because we are all being baptized in.
我们成为一个身体。
We become a body.
我们饮于一位圣灵。
We also drink from one spirit.
所以我们既然是靠着圣灵入门。
Since we have entered in the spirit.
我们就不能再靠我们的肉体了。
And we shall no longer be depend upon our
flesh. 不是靠着我要做什么。
It's not up to me what I want to do.
不是靠着我要服侍什么。
It's not up to me what I want to serve.
不是说我要表现什么。
It's not for me to show off myself.
而是圣灵在我们生命当中来带领我们。
It is to let the Holy Spirit to lead us through our life.
所以第二段经文是加太书五章十六节。
And the second verse is Galatians 5:16.
我们一起用中文英语一起念。
Let's all read together.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。这边告诉我们说要顺着圣灵而行。
It tells us to be by the walk of the Spirit.
然后我们就可以不放纵肉体的情欲了。
And we will not carry out the desire of our flesh.
前面那个第三章第三节。
Chapter 3 says.
那是也是用圣灵跟肉体来分开。
It contrasts between the flesh and the spirit.
在这一节五章十六节告诉我们圣灵跟肉体要分开。
And again in 5:16 tell us to be separate.
我们的服事不是靠着肉体。
And our service does not depend on our flesh.
靠着肉体的服事你很容易疲倦。
Because otherwise you will get tired.
你很容易失望。
You will be disappointed.
你很容易就做不下去了。
And you will not be able to go on.
但是当我们顺着圣灵而行的时候，肉体的这些软弱就没有了。
However, if we walk by the Spirit, we break through our own weaknesses.
所以我们来看加太书五章二十五节。
And Galatians 5:25.
这边完全讲到圣灵而已。
It tells us all about the Spirit.
这边没有再讲到肉体了。
It does not mention flesh.
我们一起念来。
Let us read together.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。我们若是靠圣灵得生，我们就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
保罗一次又一次的强调这件事情的重要性。
Apostle Paul spoke upon this again and again.
2017年我们的服事就是要根据这个来服事。
And for our servicing this year, there will be our base.
我们靠着圣灵得生，我们靠着圣灵行事。
Since we have lived by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
让我们同心来祷告。
Let us pray together.
阿们的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Our beloved God, we want to thank you.
今天2017年的1月1号，在我们当中有许多美好的事情发生了。
In January 1st of this new year, many beautiful things has already happened.
我们一同受圣餐来纪念主耶稣基督的爱。
We have observed the Holy Communion together to remember your love for us.
我们有所有忠心的执事们在主跟众弟兄姐妹面前来立下他们的跟主的约定。
Our faithful deacons already made their covenant before the congregation.
他们向神灵来回应你在他们生命当中的呼召。
They have already responded to your calling.
特别在今年的一开始的时候，他们把他们的心声讲出来。
And in this beginning of the whole year, they have voiced their thoughts and heart to you.
求主你使用他们并重用他们。
May the Lord use them and use them mightily.
今天早上我们也有我们的团契负责人在你面前，在众弟兄姐妹面前来立下他们跟主的约定。
And our fellowship leaders also made their commitment before you and the congregation.
仍然恳求主你祝福他们。
And we also ask you to bless them.
祝这个教会的每一个团契。
And bless each and every one of the fellowship groups.
在团契负责人的带领之下，他们能够同心来建造神的家在这个地方。
May the congregation under the leadership of the leaders will be able to build this church together.
让我们同心能为我们的执事、为我们的团契负责人来祷告。
We shall also pray for the deacons and fellowship leaders with one heart.
让他们在你面前做那美好的见证。
So they will be able to become a good testimony before you.
让他们在主面前做好的门徒，来带领弟兄姐妹。
Help them to be good disciples to lead the brothers and sisters.
你也把这十项的好的领袖的需要知道的事情告诉我们。
And we thank you for telling us all the 10 points how to be a good spiritual leader.
能够完成这些我们这个方法。
And to be able to be a good spiritual leader, there's only one way.
我们就是依靠您以三位一体的神同工。
Is to rely upon you and to walk alongside of you.
让圣灵更多的在我们生命当中来带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit will lead us even more in our lives.
让我们在圣灵的带领面前来放弃我们个人的经验，也放弃我们个人在你面前自以为是的想法。
And let us be able to abandon all our thoughts and our desires before you.
我们愿意在神面前谦卑来跟随你。
We want to be humble to follow you.
求主祝福这个教会在这个地方。
May the Lord bless your church in this place.
将得救的人天天加给我们。
And give us our people who will be saved.
并让我们能够作为社区的好邻居。
And make us be a good neighbors in this community.
并让我们在这个地方能够高举耶稣基督。
And help us to exalt your name in this place.
靠着主的帮助，我们有一个得胜的2017年。
With your help, we will have a victorious new year.
愿你的荣耀在我们当中彰显。
May your glory manifest among us.
圣灵在我们里面动工。
May the Holy Spirit work mightily within us.
耶稣基督的爱在我们心中激励。
May the love of Christ will encourage us in our hearts.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray all this.
Amen.